I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Janusz Kudla.
I'm Jesper de Jong.
I'm Henry Laxa.
I am Francisco Cerundolo. And you're listening to the Games of Love podcast.
Hello again. Here I am. It's the women's draw this time. And they've pretty much gone through all of the non-seeded players. Now I'm going to take you through all of the actual seeds. Obviously, Iga Świątek, she is going to be at the top of the draw. Great to have everybody in. I got hello to Dominique there. How are you doing, mate? Good to have you in. Right, I'm just going to start sharing this and then we can get going. I'm going to try and do it in a similar fashion. We got Lexi in again. How are you doing, Lexi? Andrew as well. Right, let's try and go through this. Hey. Right, let's see what we can do. Right, Sarkari's been popped in there. So you can see what's going on a little bit. Not sure how well you're going to be able to see it, but there you go. I'll whack that in there for you. We got Pliskova is filling up number 32, in case anyone was wondering. So Pliskova, as you can see here, at the bottom of this little section. Right. This is the next section. We got Badoza and Sabalenka are in the same little section there, as you can see. Ons Jabeur is in the same section as Maria Sakkari as well. Kontaveit with Barbora Klaichikova as well. It's interesting. Right, as you can see. Right, here we go. It's Ned Kontaveit. Oh, Iga's not going to be happy with this. Jessica Pegula has been drawn in the same section. So we got Pliskova and Pegula. I don't think Pegula is a particularly good one. We just had Danielle Collins just been drawn. And oh, here comes a big name, Emma Raducanu. Here she comes. So we've got Danielle Collins going in the section with Badoza and Sabalenka. Then we've got Raducanu playing a qualifier first round. We've got Garbiñe Muguruza. She is going to be in Anett Kontaveit and Barbora Krejcikova's. Oh, no, the Krejcikova versus Muguruza again. Ostapenko just been drawn in Iga's side as well. That's not too good for Iga. I'm sure she'd prefer to avoid someone like that in her side of the draw. Oh, David saying Kanepi versus Muguruza. That's a banana skin for her. Yes, indeed. We got Azarenka has just been popped just next to Muguruza in the draw as well. Here we go. Yeah, we know Kai Kanepi. Everybody goes to check to see who has Kanepi, one of the worst non-seeded players to play in any Grand Slam, that's for sure. Right, who's coming out of the hat next? It's going to be, oh my word, Iga is not being done any favours here. Simona Halep is going to be potentially an early matchup here for Iga. Look at this. She is going to be playing Anna Cunha, not an easy one there. We've got Madison Keys been dropped into the draw, playing Callan Skyer in the first round. Daria Kasatkina will play Rebecca Peterson. Angelique Kerber being dropped into the draw as well to play Magdalena Freck. Leila Fernandez as well. She's being dropped in. She's playing Madlenovic in the first round. Coco Gauff, she will play a qualifier in the first round. And we got Jill Teichmann against Bernarda Pera. So just to share another part of the draw, just so you can see what's going on. There you go. There's Coco Gauff. That's who she's got in her section. See who else we've got coming out the hat. And who's coming next? No. Oh.
But hey, how we doing? I've come out the draw.
What's that?
He's asking who's come up the draw. Here I am. I'm out.
JG is playing Greet Minnan in the first round.
Yeah, no, apologies, Ben, for the delay. I know I said I was going to be a bit earlier than that. It's all sort of stacked up on me. My tennis match, it went on longer. A bit of a mammoth match. We'll talk about that later on. But yeah. Here, I saw that, mate. Let's talk about the men's one briefly. I'm very upset. I'm really annoyed. You've got Nadal, Djokovic, Zverev, Alcaraz in the same half.
Osaka and Nisimova, first round.
I mean, all this refreshing just does my head in.
I know, mate, but I just got to keep everyone up to date with as it's coming out.
Let's have a look at some of these. So Heather Watson there versus Jacquemont. Probably goes out, Heather Watson. Harriet Dart, another Brit against Trevisan. That's a tough match.
Yeah, it's really tough. Ons Jabeur at the top there.
Ons Jabeur in there. I mean, this section seems okay, if I'm honest. You've got Raducanu in there against a qualifier. We don't know who she's going to be playing.
Yep.
She wasn't too long ago when she was the qualifier. Now she's playing qualifiers.
Most definitely. Exciting. Let's see if who else we got in there. We got Badoza. Her section is with Sabalenka. So, as you can see there.
Quite what did you make of the men's stuff? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's
unbalanced. It's an unbalanced draw.
Well, it's sometimes connected. We got the Russians. Medvedev probably liking that draw.
So you've got Medvedev, what? Medvedev, Tsitsipas, Rublev on the other side.
Yeah, Sinner as well.
Oh, come on. It's not right.
Maybe it's the time.
Simply unbalanced, man. You need to split Nadal, Djokovic, Tsitsipas, Alcaraz in two. So you have two on upside, two on each. You can't have three on one. Well, for me, that ruins
the draw. That was always the fear.
Tsitsipas has to be looking at this and thinking, if he don't get to the final...
He's playing Lorenzo Musetti first round.
Well, Tsitsipas has got to shape up. He's got opportunity here. He's been handed the best draw. And then out of the four, he's the worst of the four.
Alcaraz could be playing Korda potentially again, like early.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Terrible draw. So, and that was the one thing we always feared. Like Rafa in the same quarter as Djokovic. And that was always a possibility then coming into the draw. We just sort of knew it was going to happen. Like everyone was talking about it and everyone was saying, oh, I hope not Alcaraz, Djokovic and Rafa aren't all on the same side. But that's what was ultimately, I feel like it was set in stone, wasn't it? It was the stars aligned.
Yeah, it's annoying. I'm hearing people saying Iga's got a tough draw. So let's wait and see. Here she is. So this is Iga's quarter. First ever look, we've got Simona Halep in there. We've got Samsonova, someone she doesn't like to play. Of all the seeds, she didn't want Samsonova. We've got Zidancic, semi-finalist here last year. Alex Androva, pretty good on the clay. Ostapenko, that girl who beat her last. I mean,
Pegula.
Doesn't get much worse. I don't think it gets any harder for Iga, really. These are players she doesn't really like. And right at the bottom, worst. Who's at the bottom?
Pliskova. Your favourite.
I can't quite see.
Apologies, I didn't realise you couldn't see that. Pliskova.
Pliskova. Yeah. Not the worst, then.
No. I think like, that's the only one
for me, I'm looking at Halep and Samsonova and Ostapenko, of course. Three big Cs at the top. And they all worry me. All of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's real tough. It's not an easy draw at all. Let me just squeeze it a bit so you can see it all.
Yeah, there we go. So that's the Iga section. Have we had a look at the Sabalenka section yet?
Yeah, that was the one with Badoza, this one.
Okay, so Sabalenka with Badoza, Rybakina's in there. We've got Danielle Collins, Kasatkina, Camilla Giorgi. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not the worst.
Kudermetova. I think looking at this, if you are Paula Badoza, you're thinking you can win it. You're not too disappointed,
yeah,
if I'm honest. Paula Badoza got a nice draw.
I think it's not too bad at all. Yeah. We've had Iga... We've had Badoza. Yeah, they're much tougher. This one, the Jabeur section, we sort of just spoke about.
Skim through it. This is an interesting one. We've got Leila Fernandez, Raducanu in there. We know the amazing US Open finalists we got to see between them two. Naomi Osaka sneaking in against Anisimova first round. Pretty mad. It's
mad, that.
And you're going to have to go down.
Oh, sorry.
Sakkari. I didn't see that. I didn't know Sakkari was there as well. We've got Sakkari, Jabeur, Kvitova, Kerber, Raducanu. Yeah, this is quite a tough one as well, actually. I mean, you would think on paper we're going to be looking at a Sakkari on Jabeur. But then I'm not sure if we're going to see that matchup. It just seems too obvious.
It does, doesn't it? But you got
because them two always, they're always in the same section. They never really face each other too much until sort of the last event we saw.
No one's talking about.
What was that? Where's the last event? Madrid? No, Rome.
Rome. Yeah. Well, Look, you got Bencic in there. She's sometimes a threat.
Oh, Andreescu's there as well. That's what I mean. Yeah, this is a tough section.
So that one, she could become out of the whole pack, maybe. She might be the one who suddenly turns up.
Yeah, I mean, Heather Watson's doomed in this section. Poor old Heather. Couldn't have got much to us. Even Daria Saville there. I wouldn't like to play face her. Televisan on the clay. Yeah, this is for me, the best section on paper.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
There seems to be weapons from all angles here.
And this one, I've got a couple of gaps because I think they just went through it a bit too quick. So I apologize for that.
No
worries.
If
anyone could fill us in, they had to earlier on the men's. I was missing Van der Zansler.
Wow, so Krajicova returns. That's the big news. Muguruza there against Kai Kanepi. I mean, she's probably not going to be too happy. I think she'll be heading back to Zimbabwe taking photos. I can't see Muguruza doing anything. She's just gone out of that event we covered, that WTA in the first or second round. It was terrible, bad against someone she shouldn't be losing to. And Muguruza's coming into this in absolutely zero form, and I don't believe in her at all. I mean, I don't think she even gets through the Grand Slam killer in Kai Kanepi.
Could she be the one, like I was saying, like maybe there's a shock, like a shock win, like suddenly comes out of nowhere. Like you were saying, it's either going to be an eager or a shock. Here you go. So I've got Jose Morgado's.
I don't think so, man. I really don't think so. So we've got Azarenka. Azarenka's one of the missing ones, was it?
Possibly.
Elise Mertens, Kontaveit. Listen, I'm going to put it out there. This is weak. This is a weak section.
Not the best, is it?
I'm looking at this and none of these are really in form.
Coco Gauff?
Kontaveit was great back end of last year, but not really someone I'm expecting to do great on the clay courts. And listen, I don't see any names here what stand out to me who can take this. I'm probably going to surprise you. I'm going to say Gil Teichmann. I think Jill Teichmann's actually been playing very well, good lefty, and has looked quite promising recently. Apart from that, this is the who's who. This is where we're going to see a quarterfinalist we weren't expecting. Could be anyone. Is Coco Gauff there, did you say?
Yep, Coco Gauff's 105.
I don't see her.
Underneath Merton.
Oh, there she is, Coco. Yeah, why not? Why not? She could be the one who comes out of this.
Yeah, it's not bad draw for Coco. She's been playing quite well recently. She'll like this draw, I think. And Krajicova, we haven't really heard of much of her of late. So who knows what level she's going to be playing at.
Yep.
So I'm quite excited for Coco for this draw, that's for sure.
Let's get up some tweets. So I've got some I'm going to just share with you now. We've got one which is first round clashes, which we can't miss out on. We've probably spoken about most of them. We've got Anisimova Osaka. Yep. That's huge. Yep. Muguruza Kanepi, we've spoke about. Rybakina Rus.
Nice. That's quite an interesting one.
Yeah, Halep Cunha and Fernandez Mladenovic. I think I'm not so keen on Mladenovic recently. She's not been able to serve, so doesn't fill me with much confidence. But that's the one they've put out there, Roland Garros.
Interesting.
The pick of the bunch, got to beat Anisimova Osaka. Is Anisimova, is she the bookie's favourite to win that one?
I would think so, yeah. Surely.
You think so?
Yeah, I would think so. I would put her as favourite.
Yeah, then I've just sent you the projected women's quarterfinals as well. Nice.
Okay.
So let's have a look at that. I know we did it for the men as well. And with regards to that, we've got Iga Pliskova at the top, Badoza Sabalenka, Jabeur Sarkary, which we spoke about, Kontaveit Krajicova. And I think the fourth quarter is the one which is up in the air. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Badoza Saba. Wouldn't be surprised if we see Jabeur Sarkary. Don't think we're going to see Pliskova there. And I'm pretty confident we're not going to see them two at the bottom there. I mean, Krajicova, we don't know how she's playing this year because she's not played for so long. I don't know where she's been. But that bottom quarter, if you are in there, this is a chance to make a name for yourself and make a lot of money as well because you can really fly through this draw if you are in that section because the best thing about it is you avoid Iga as well until the final. You'd have to play because I mean Jabeur Sarkary, that's pretty decent, probably the best section in terms of overall quality. So it could be any name come from there. Could be looking at a Raducanu maybe if we're lucky. But
maybe
that bottom section, they're going to be thrilled. They avoid Iga to the final, and anyone's, it's the who's who's. Really.
I think everyone's going to be thrilled of Iga's draw. If you're a female player on the opposite side and you see who Iga has in her section, she could be maybe pushed to three in some matches. So if she has to play a few three setters, might get a little bit tired, might start to doubt herself a bit. That's, I think, the only hope that the women have on tour right now is that Iga starts actually feeling tired and doubting herself a bit. Because if she doesn't, everyone's in for straight sets whippings. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think the big news coming out of this, though, I'm seeing the reaction on Twitter, which is reinforcing what we're saying as well, is if you are just joining us, Iga has got an extremely tough draw. And I'm a bit surprised, because the number one seed you'd expect would get a better draw than what she's been given. You look at the men as well, and I mean, Djokovic's one's not too easy either, with having Nadal there. And I'm not quite sure how this has worked out, that you've not been rewarded, it seems, this year at Roland Garros. You can sit across the men's and the women's. If you're the number one seed, you've been punished more than anything.
That's why I said I think Zverev has been rewarded for whatever he's been doing this year on tour. And he seems to have a
Zverev keeps coming out saying, I'm going to be world number one. I mean, he's probably fortunate he's not. He's probably thrilled he's not world number one, because he's had another good draw yet again.
I know, it's a bit mad, isn't it?
Krejcikova's not played, and she's had a pretty decent draw. I mean, if Krejcikova is playing at the level we know, She should blitz it. I mean, I can't see her not getting to the semi-finals.
Yeah, she should. But we know, is she back or is she...
We don't know. It's an unknown entity completely. I mean, we could say the same about Dominic Thiem, but it's not that unknown at this point. He's just not very good.
See, Thiem's
he's come back. Yeah, I saw it. I was listening to you in the car.
Oh, okay. Delian, yeah.
Delian.
Not was good.
Yeah. Hugo, wasn't it?
What?
Oh, Hugo Delian. Yeah,
apologies. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a tough one. Clay court specialist.
I know. Not the ideal. I think he's beatable, but just not Thiem right now, though. That's the thing.
Edgar makes a good point. Krejcikova is number two.
I know.
Do forget that. Like, I can't quite believe that she is, but she's...
Yeah, but after this Roland Garros, she might not be.
Well, she might be pushed outside the top 10 if she's unable to do anything, but let's just wait and see with that. I feel we've sort of gone through all of this draw.
Yeah,
I've got the individual quarters, but I think we've already gone through them, haven't we?
I think so, yeah. But you can, if you've got anybody else's routes that are quite interesting, feel free to ping them across.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the overall quarters. Should we just go one more time through quarter by quarter and we'll give a dark horse for each one?
I
often like doing that. I know we do it quite a lot. So we can give like sort of our main pick on each section and a dark horse from each quarter. It's a bit like the draw, but just... early stages. Of course, this can change. And I want to announce as well, guys, we will be doing the official draw preview video, going through round by round, doing all of our picks very soon. Most likely tomorrow evening or Saturday. We're not sure exactly when, but when we have some time, we will be doing that draw for you guys.
Yes.
And of course, there'll be some cool prizes as well.
All right, let me...
So here we go. Let's go one by one.
By section, should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it section by section. I mean, you might need to just open it as an image in a new tab.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a bit long.
Is it?
Well, it's not too bad. I mean, are you doing it? Because I can't see anything.
I can zoom and then we can go down if you want. That's probably a bit better.
Okay. So this section, I think we're both going to cut straight to the chase. We're both going to have Iga. I can speak for you as the main dog getting out of here. But let's just go dark horse. So who can you see as a name coming out of here which you're not going to be expecting? I mean, let me just have a good little look. My name's sort of drawn to two at the moment. Let me see if I can narrow it down. And the two is going to be Kalinina.
Correct.
As my one. Samsonova, of course, is the obvious thing, but I think it's a seed. So I'm going to go...
I'll just go Kalinina. Harmy
thinks Cornet. I think Cornet... She's done her best. Listen, just hear me out, Ben. She's had her best ever result in Australian Open this year.
Yeah.
She's now back in France. This could be the Cornet territory to do something special. And you're laughing at me, but basically, how many times have we seen these draws yield ridiculous results where you don't know who's going to be reaching a quarterfinal and semifinal? Let's be honest. The only consistent variable in tennis right now is Iga Swiatek. Apart from that, there's not much consistency. So I don't think it is a crazy take to suggest that we could be looking at someone like a Cornet getting maybe not beating Iga, but like getting close. But I like Iga or Kalinina. Cornet or Kalinina. You're just going Kalinina.
I'd say either that Kalinina and between Sharif and Kostyuk, because I quite like that matchup.
Okay.
I'd actually probably be shying towards Sharif in that matchup as well. I think she's won a tournament in the last week or two, so she might be coming in some good form. So maybe keep an eye out.
She's been playing well. Right, let's look at the next one. I think this is a tough one because Iga is the obvious favourite. It's hard to really look past her. This is the Paula Badosa section.
Yeah.
Is your favourite Paula Badosa to come out of here?
Yeah.
You're going to have to scroll down so I can have a look. But I'm pretty sure I would agree with you as well. Yeah, I like her chances. I seriously like her chances in this section. And she, of course, is going to be my main pick as well. If I had to pick someone to watch out for, out of the unseeds, I mean, they don't fill me with that much confidence, a lot of these names. There's not a name I'm looking at where I'm thinking, that's the one. You have to go up. It's not definitely no one in this section.
Putin Saver, maybe. Not as bad. Or maybe Golubic. That's about the only two that I can see. Juvan, you like a bit of Juvan?
I do like Kaya Juvan. I think I'd have to go Kaya Juvan as an... She's going to have to really up her game. I mean, she's not at the level. But if she did something remarkable, it could be either Kaya Juvan or Golubic for me. They're the two names I'm drawn to.
Okie dokie. Here we go. Ons Jabeur.
No, this is the best one to do it on because I'm sure we'll have a different name here.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of different variables you can come up with. In terms of the favourite, I'm probably going to play it boring again and become a boring bet and go the top seed in each section and go Ons Jabeur. Ons Jabeur is the main one. And then after that, someone to look out for and watch, not pretty Naomi cool. Osaka, it's pretty obvious for me again. It's Andreescu, the first name I'm drawn to. I think she can actually come out of this whole section. I watched her against Iga the other day. And she looked like she could play on the clay courts and was very, very, very good. And as much as I'm bigging up Ons Jabeur, I think Andreescu is going to be my real dark horse and player to watch. She's got a nice route against the qualifier first round. Granted, a qualifier can always be a tough opposition because they've played a few matches in the conditions prior. But I like my chances of Andreescu in this.
Yeah, I completely agree. So it's a little sneaky one that's just sort of in the middle there. No one's really picking
it. I didn't notice it when you first brought it up either.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's fair. I think it's either a Sarkri or...
You're not taking Bianca then?
Well, it'd have to be... If it's not her, then it'd have to probably be someone like Mukova then, because she's like snuck in there as well. That's another name we haven't really discussed.
So you just... Skimming past the Osaka, like she's not there, Ben. Is that
right? I don't think she'll beat Anisimova.
Brutal.
Yeah, sadly. I mean, there's not really been much even spoken about her.
Not Raducanu. We know you're a big Emma fan. Is she going to be injured in this one?
Well, if she isn't, if she manages to get all the way to face someone like a Jabeur or a Osaka, it's probably going to be too much on the clay. I don't know.
She's a Grand Slam champion, Ben Raducanu.
Yeah,
but you always told me this, and I'm going to pull you up on it. You've always said with Raducanu, she's someone on the big occasion, she steps up and doesn't feel the nerves. And you keep always reciting to me when watching these matches that her Grand Slam record. In Grand Slams, she performs extremely well. I remember in Australia, you said she lost because of the blisters and she couldn't handle the blisters. Apart from that, and you kept reciting the same stat. She's never lost in a Grand Slam when she's not been injured.
There you go. See,
so there we go. So if I'm asking you the question, if she's injury free, she's injury free. Is she winning the whole thing, Ben?
I'm gonna have to say yes. She's definitely winning it. So that's good. Right, I'm glad you brought that back. She is.
No, I need to bring it up. So you're making that official right now, Ben, on the podcast.
No, we can't make
official. Injury free. Raducanu wins the whole thing.
No, we've never seen a play at Roland Garros before. So
another thing out there. Another rule.
I think you've forgotten about. How long she's been on tour. I know you keep forgetting, but I'll keep reminding you. She's yet to be on tour a year. Yeah, so it's coming up. So we'll have an anniversary party so you can remember how long she was on tour.
We've got Behumas and Emma has a good opportunity to make the fourth round. Does she? Mm. Yeah, probably. Probably. I think it's Andreescu not there. Is that the other side?
I think that's the other side.
I think she gets away with it and misses.
She sneaks it, yeah.
I think maybe you are speaking. You got no, it's not Jabeur. I mean, no, there's one right below, which I think is more on Bencic.
Is that on the same side? I think that Bencic is on the other side.
Oh, okay. Bencic is on the other side.
Yeah, I think right. Bencic is on the Sarkari, and then Raducanu is on the Ons Jabeur side. Okay. So it'd be like Sasnovic.
Maybe Kvitova or something.
Maybe yeah, Heather Watson. Not,
the first few rounds aren't too bad for her, definitely. And I'll be very disappointed if she doesn't make second or third. If she loses first, I think she can make third round.
Let's see I'll be disappointed if she can't. First. Yeah. There's some good qualifiers. So,
Ben Taleb saying Bencic is going to be very tough to beat in this section.
She's always a bit tough, but it just depends which Bencic. If it's the good Bencic, then yeah, she could probably make it through to the semis or something. Yep. If it's the other one, probably out first round to the qualifier. Next. Right. Ooh, this is the bad section.
Well, this is the who's who. Picks. And in terms of my favourite, it's not actually going to be the top seed here. I'm going to be going for Coco Gauff.
Yes, correct.
Oh, you're just taking that as well?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say anyway. So it's not
really rubbing off on you, aren't I, these days?
It's not really a hard one to pick your favourite from this one. I thought you said Jill Teichmann was your favourite earlier to go far. You changed it all of a sudden.
If you let me speak, she's going to be in my dark horse from this section, allow me. Well, am I not allowed? I mean, it's a dark horse. So Jill Teichmann winning the Roland Garros isn't a big pick.
To get through the section, otherwise.
To get through this section is not a big pick.
Nah.
Oh, come on, Ben. Come on. Give me a break. Okay, if you don't want to give me that, I'll have Osorio Serrano. Thank you.
Oh, you love a bit. Thank you. I thought you were going to say Sir Steyo. Is she in there? Love a bit. There she is. Oh, yeah, she's a seed. Osorio Serrano is a good one. She could make it through. Krejcikova could be playing badly. She could beat her.
Yep. She could actually clear that whole section. I don't see Azarenka going far.
Ann Lee. Am I going to have her again? Maybe.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you put her far. What about Elise Mertens?
No one's talking about Ruse or Ruse.
Well, she's got to play beat Mertens first. Who do you fancy out of that matchup? I know you like a bit of Elise.
I don't. That's the thing. I feel like every time I write her off, she always beats me. She play bad, and then I back the opponent in the next match, and then she goes on a winning run. Then she's one of those annoying ones. Don't put her on your bets; she's just going to ruin them, or at least take you through the ringer. Yeah, I mean, Bałuskova may be like somebody to watch out for there. I think in that top section.
Yeah, I'm just trying to have a look here if there's any graphics of the eager draw and eager route, but. Ultimately, it's just awful. It really is.
It's not good at all.
It's not been a good draw for me. I mean, I've been looking forward to this. Me and John Silk have been chatting a lot off air about it. And we needed a good draw for Rafa. And he's not got one. Iga's not got a nice one either. And looking at this, it's favouring people like a...
I think you affected the draw, mate. Like, you didn't bring any Rafa luck to the men's draw. If you'd have been there, you might have brought that extra thing, the little small changes in the universe when different things happen. It's just me there, and then Djokovic gets Rafa. See what happens.
I think it's looking great for Ons Jabeur. I think it's looking great for Stefanos Tsitsipas.
What you got by Sarkari, potentially?
Yeah, but really, Krejcikova is the one. You should be rubbing her hands together.
Loving it. Yeah. Can't believe that Iga's got all of those, though. Samsonova, Halep, Ostapenko, Pegula, Zdancic, Alexandrova in there as well. Just a horrible section. You got Palizas Diaz in there. She's pretty good. Those you were saying, Cornet, Cunha, Kovanic is not bad either on the clay.
I mean, when was the last time Krejcikova played tennis? Have any idea?
I don't.
And does anyone know the exact reason of why she's not been playing? I'm assuming some kind of injury, but does anyone know about the injury? Does anyone know why she's not opted to play any warm-up events prior to Roland Garros? I mean, the last time we saw her was in Doha. I've just found it up here.
Wow.
She lost to Ostapenko in straight sets, and we've just not seen her since. That was in February. Now approaching June, she's turning up at Roland Garros to defend her title. I don't know what she's doing. Does she just pick and choose what matches she wants to play these days?
Grand Slam champ just does what she wants these days. I've no idea. She just signed a deal with Fila, apparently.
Yeah, I saw that. Has she been playing any doubles?
Wow. That should be favourite for that. That's for sure.
Now, considering she's not played?
I think she
How's that going to be on her body, mate, if she's not been playing singles or doubles?
It's weird, isn't it?
The last double she played was also in February. And she actually pulled out of that match. So maybe that was her. Yeah, she retired. So that was potentially her last match, was Doha doubles, in which she lost.
Interesting. I'm just trying to see if there's any elbow injury is what she's had, just in case you're wondering.
While you're doing that, I'm going to give a shout out to Mamadou Tiam, saying WTA so unpredictable. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a new winner. All them are pretty much inconsistent. And I was saying this the other day on the podcast. I think it's either Iga or a complete unknown. I don't see much in between, which is sad because I'm a big Ons Jabeur fan. Maria Sakkari, Simona Halep, Raducanu, these big names. Don't see them winning it. I see Iga or just someone we're not really not expecting. Just completely out of the blue, not expecting. And I feel Krejcikova would fit into that bracket. I mean, she could retain her title. Her draw is the perfect draw you can get.
She's coming back from injury. I don't know about that. I don't know if she's going to...
It was an elbow injury.
Yeah, elbow
Thank
injury.
You guys.
Yep, that's correct. And that's what's had her sidelined since February. So elbow, tennis elbow, as it's famously known. Not an easy injury to come back from at all. So I don't know if that's going to... I don't think she's going to go far. That's my personal opinion. If we're going to see some sort of shock, who's to say it won't be someone like a Samsonova, someone like that?
I mean, you know, like a Coco Gauff.
Well, yeah, maybe someone from that latter section will come through and just get on a run and then be unstoppable. Yeah. Or Raducanu wins it all. Who knows? I mean,
I was hoping you'd do that a little bit more and go on and win.
He just wants me to say it.
Oh no, I want you to say it because you've been giving it the big one to me all this time on the podcast.
I said she's good
Raducanu,
on the. I said she's good
this Grand
on the
Slam legend.
Yeah. Good on the
fast. We're in a Grand Slam now, Ben. Where's the Raducanu hype?
Good on the fast clay courts.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the slow clay courts.
So just to reassure me, when we come around to Wimbledon, it's all the Raducanu.
Oh, she's back.
Excitement. Is it all back?
It's all back.
So she's winning the whole
she's
thing.
She's winning it. Wimbledon. She's winning it. Of course she is. How could she not? There's no one else in the draw.
The question I want to ask everyone, how many games is Iga going to lose on her route to winning the title?
One. No.
How many points is Iga going to lose?
How many baked goods will she dish out?
I mean, this is actually a really disrespectful thing to say because obviously anything can happen in sport. And looking at her draw, it is a tough one. So there's no certainty she does walk this.
What do you reckon on Muguruza? Just before,
I've said it. I've said it already. She goes out. I mean, straight back to Zimbabwe taking photos.
To Kanepi?
Yeah, straight out.
Wow.
No interest in her at all. I'm very disappointed with her. She lost that last event. In which she was a massive favourite to win it. I mean, she was the only high seed in it against, no offence, but not many big names. Went out three sets, terrible.
Trevisan,
no good.
Yeah, that was terrible, actually. Yeah, she beat...
Falling off.
Don't know who that was.
I don't think she's got the heart for tennis at the moment.
Danilina she beat, and then went out to Trevisan. Trevisan's not even been playing well either, so that's not... good result at all. She obviously lost to Putin Sava as well, and she got bageled by Kalinina, as we remember in where was that, in Madrid or not? Yeah, okay, bit crazy, mate. Well, they're the draws we've been waiting for them for so long, and everybody's leaving with a bit of a sour taste in their mouth, I feel, after those two draws. The men's one even more so than the women's one. I think despite Iga's draw, people still will probably expect her to push people aside and still get pretty deep in this competition and win it. But the men's one, it's up for grabs.
I want to send you a graphic and then we can wrap this one up. I think it's quite fascinating. It's a tweet now from Juan Ignacio, the legend on Twitter, covers a lot of women's tennis. And this sort of reinforces parts we've said about the prospect of some unknown entity winning from the women's side. So as you can see here, Paris, the land of opportunities. 26 women have won only one slam and their titles come 11 at Roland Garros, 6 at the US Open, 5 at the Australian Open, 4 at Wimbledon. So that just proves Wimbledon is the most difficult slam for an unknown entity to come through and win. Roland Garros, on the other hand, is almost double the US Open. We do see it more times than not on the clay courts of Roland Garros, some kind of magic happening. It's why it's my favourite slam. I do love it. I love the clay courts. I love Philippe Chatrier. And ultimately, this reinforces the fact that we could see some complete wild shock. And the next one is 56 women have won a slam. Their first title came at, and there we go, 21 Roland Garros, 13 US Open, 13 Australian Open, 9 Wimbledon.
Bit mad, isn't it? I mean, could be anyone. Maybe we get like a homegrown talent just goes through and on a storming run.
It's looking like there's a possibility we get a first ever title and it's a first ever slam, like what happened with Raducanu. But this time at Roland Garros. So well, just to fill you all with a bit of confidence, guys, that this could be a very exciting draw still, and it's not Iga's all wrapped up.
Well, look at Krejcikova. What was she before the start of the year when she actually won it? She was like 70 in the world. And then she came through and she won Roland Garros, and then everybody suddenly knew who she was. Yep. I mean, obviously, we'd been talking about her a lot. I was a big fan of her beforehand, but I didn't expect her to win Roland Garros. No way.
No, definitely not.
She was on my players to watch, though. I remember that.
Yeah, on your TikTok tennis. I remember that.
Come on.
I don't know if we're going to be doing the same this year. But I think we'll wrap that one up there. That is the French Open draw for the women's. We also did another video for the men's. Well, Ben did because I was late. So go check that one out. Ultimately, what I want to say as my concluding remarks over the both of them is they're both super not balanced at all. I am disappointed. That's why I feel like I just want to argue with Ben and just annoy him, because I am frustrated with the draws. I wanted to see Nadal, Djokovic split up. I would love to have seen that as a final. We're not going to see that now. You've thrown Alcaraz on that side as well. On the women's, you've got Iga in such a tough section. You put Badoza on that side. You've got Krejcikova over there with people who I think is very easy to beat, easier. I know Ons Jabeur, Sakkari there. It's just, it doesn't seem balanced. I mean, clearly the rankings, the system we're at the moment, probably isn't the best way to do a fair, balanced draw, but it is what it is. That's the hand we've been dealt. We're going to be covering all of Roland Garros and trying to take you through all of the action as it happens. I still have hope that Rafa can do something special, even if he's got one foot and no ribs.
It's possible. Anything's possible when Rafa's involved. And if people are worried about Iga, I'd say don't be worried. It doesn't matter who you put in front of her. If she plays her tennis, no one beats her.
Yeah. Anyway, I think a lot of people are reinforcing what we're saying. John De La Rose saying draws are both very imbalanced. We've got Sam saying terrible draw, yikes. 707 Lady T. Yeah, the draw's lopsided. And let's wrap it up there. Thanks for watching, guys. We will be bringing you another video later tonight. It's going to be a qualifiers to watch video. One of the ones we love so much. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be popcorn moments. It's going to be exciting. Ben can't pick Scat off because he's out. so we'll have to re-pick him. But we will be giving 3 from the men, 3 from the women. And then we're going to be following them the whole week. Or 2 weeks. Never know if they ever get to the second week. Probably Ben's won't, but mine might. We'll be following them and speaking about them on the podcast as well. So join us later. It's one of our favorite podcasts of the whole year. Qualifiers to watch.
See you in a bit.
Anything left to say, Ben?
Nah, just get out of here. I've got to get my picks ready.
All right. Like and subscribe. See you soon.
Bye-bye.